Chaque année, la ville de Peace River remet des prix aux bénévoles qui se sont le plus démarqués dans leur communauté. Je me suis entretenue avec Lori Stavne, programmeuse au FCSS, qui vient nous parler du Volunteer of the Year Award. So first of all, I wanted to know, what is the Volunteer of the Year Award?
The Volunteer Award Program is an initiative through the town of Peace River. It happens annually, specifically through our Community Services Advisory Board, where folks can be nominated for volunteering in our community annually, and they can go to our website to fill out forms and submit their nominees for their favorite volunteers. It started in 2017 and has run for a number of years now. And each year it grows in popularity and we receive more nominations from the community.
And who can participate and how?
Anybody can participate. We just ask that folks submit nominations through our website at peaceriver.ca. And it can be for any volunteer. There are four categories that people can qualify through, and they cover all age groups.
Is the award popular among the community?
It's growing in popularity. Since its inception in 2017, we've seen more nominations each year. This year we had a whopping 13 nominations, which was, I can't remember what we had last year, but it was more than in past years.
And what are you looking for when awarding a candidate?
It depends on the category. So there's four categories that people can qualify for, and each of them have different qualifications. And so as long as the nominations fit those qualifications, then they can be slotted in for an award that fits the kinds of contributions that they are providing to the community.
And what are the categories?
So we have the Lifelong Achievement Award. This award goes to a dedicated individual who has volunteered for at least 20 years and has inspired other volunteers and or led other volunteer initiatives. And the winner of that category was Leslie Arjasky. And the Volunteer of the Year Award goes to a dedicated individual who has gone above and beyond in supporting our community throughout the year and has inspired volunteers, has led volunteer groups, or has made other exceptional achievements through volunteering. And our Volunteer of the Year Award went to Cheryl Fitchie. And the third category is the Emerging Leader Award. It recognizes youth volunteers 18 years or younger who have demonstrated leadership and helped build a stronger community throughout the year. And this year's nominee winner was Hannah Taplin. And then lastly, the Community Recognition Award goes to a dedicated individual who has volunteered in our community throughout the 2020 year. So that one went to Jody Cook. If anyone would like to nominate volunteers for next year's program, we're accepting nominations in July, and they can go to peaceriver.ca/volunteer. And they can also find at that website some resources for volunteering, as well as training and webinars. And we also have a volunteer hub where they can add calls for volunteers. So if they're looking at hosting events or working on projects, they can list their volunteer call on our website for free. And then people can just sign up through the website by calling them directly.
Thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome.
En résumé, Volunteer of the Year Award est un prix offert annuellement tous les mois de juillet. Les gens peuvent se rendre directement sur le site et nominer les personnes s'étant le plus démarquées en termes de bénévolat. Le programme augmente en popularité et les gens sont toujours impatients de participer à la nomination des candidats. Les quatre prix offerts par le programme sont pour tous les types d'âge et de bénévolat. Les candidatures pour les prix de 2021 sont déjà commencées. C'était Lori Stavne, programmeuse au FCSS de Peace River. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.